Then it records?
Oh no, this isn't recording yet. See? That's why you should always test. It's not blinking yet. Now we go. There. Now it records. This records. Everything's good. And then the goal is, hopefully in like a month or so from now, this will automatically be uploaded to Blossom, automatically create a title for the episode, automatically create a transcript, not only the transcript, but also show notes from the transcript, publish everything to Noster, and then Caster.me can pick it up, create a Podcasting 2.0 valid RSS feed, all the podcast feeds can pick it up. There is no human interaction, it's just you press record, you press save, that's it. Everything's done, zero post-processing, zero editing. That's the idea. But we're not here to talk about this. We're here to talk about the last 6 weeks. So, what was your favorite demo?
So, this will be my favorite demo if you have done that, but...
We'll see if it works.
Yeah, so my favorite demo is like stuff with Aero 4.2. I love endpoints like can be paid over the protocol level. There was one guy who did it on Nginx. It was a nice demo.
Yeah.
Another one was the same one did Pagress.
Yeah.
You could buy your own VPS just knowing an NPUB, and you can get an IP address, you can get a Docker container, SSH access, and the VPN with a static IP address. So you could, in theory, buy as many machines as you can afford and then run them all over the world, and then you can move your servers around like Blossom, Relays.
You have a roaming army of servers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then if you have like auto-healing stuff, then you don't need the legacy internet anymore.
The 402 module, we have it for Nginx already. That works, right? And it takes Lightning, it takes eCash.
Correct.
And the second one you mentioned?
The Pagress.
Is that live already? Like, can people check that out somewhere? Is there a repo somewhere? Or is
yeah, I think so.
Okay.
But there's still some issues how to run the Ansible script, because if you run the server, you need to also provide some eCash to buy a new VPN IP address, because you don't want to expose your own IP address, or maybe you are running behind a firewall. You get an IP address from your VPN provider and the port range, and then you can get exposed to the internet. But your machine is still locally running somewhere in the basement.
All right. I see. Okay. No, that's exciting. I think we are still underutilizing the payment required stuff. That's also why, I mean, we have paid relays, for example, those kind of things, but still, the way I see it is like, I just want to do stuff. Most of the things should be kind of free and so on, but unreliable. If I want to have the reliable thing, or the you know, I just let me attach eCash to it, it's like, really take care of this data, or really have connection to a good server, I'm going to be willing to pay for it. And
exactly. We're
still not doing that. Yeah. So.
And there was one guy that he had the idea to have auto-healing stuff. I like that idea. To run stuff on Start9 or Umbrel.
Yeah.
But why not do it on Windows in this tray like Zatoshi did it? The first Bitcoin client was executable on Windows, and he did it because he wanted to make it super easy to start.
Yeah. No, it's a great idea. I think we talked about Noster Relay Tray a lot as well. People are using it all the time because it's one of the easiest ways to run a local relay. And I think we need more of this stuff. And I've been preaching the same thing, where it's just, we need to Dockerize everything and make it really easy to run.
Yeah, exactly.
And just, doesn't matter if it's on your Start9, on your Umbrel, on your local machine, in your tray, wherever. Just make the stuff... have same defaults, have it really easy to just like one click and run.
Exactly. So like in the past when you have uTorrent, you just clicked it and it worked.
Exactly.
So you could see files.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think we have enough, you know, weird people on Noster now that would be willing to run the things and like run Mints, run Blossom Service, run Relays and so on.
Exactly.
But it's still too hard to set up.
Yeah. So Mints maybe is a bit more difficult.
Yeah, but you know, like there's various jurisdictions and there's, you know, it's not, not everyone has... US or like FinCEN or Europe Brain.
Okay, that's
you know?
True. I will run a Blossom and relay.
Yeah,
for
sure. So you know, the Russian people will run the Mints.
Exactly.
That's like
you can run it on Pagress, because then you can hide your IP behind the VPN and then move the Mint all around.
No, but I think I really hope that very soon we'll have a whole suite of little tools that you can just very easily one click deploy.
Yeah,
and it's again, like we have Web of Trust relays, we have paid relays. Fiat Jeff built the Pyramid relay, which is a very neat idea as well. Those kind of things. So we'll need more of those. All right. Anything else? You have a second contender for the best demo, or anything else that we already had two?
Yeah.
That's true. Anything else that stood out?
So all demos were amazing. I think compared to last time, even the level...
The bar is higher now.
Bar is higher, right.
We have vibe coding now,
yeah,
so
exactly.
We can do more.
That's true. And like also like UI UX improved a lot compared to pre-vibe coding.
Yeah. I mean, Claude is kind of good with UI UX. So.
Exactly, yeah.
All right. Same question. What stood out in terms of demos?
Stood out? I don't know. Like all the demos were so awesome. Very different. Very different. I don't think I have any special one.
What did you think about vibe coding and all those kind of things coming into the core? And how did your view change to now?
Well, last SEC, okay, the vibe coding was a big thing. It came, it was a good, okay, yeah, hey, we can do these things with it. Like after the SEC, during summer, I like tried things and then I thought that, okay, maybe this is not the thing that, I'm just like fighting with the AI and nothing's working. But now, like this SEC, people were showing like amazing things, and now again it feels like okay.
You copied some good tricks. Like there are lots of tools and lots of little tricks.
Yeah, I think
were shown off.
It's just like the more you do it, more you learn it. It's more like an art.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's more an art, not a science.
Yeah. You just have to do it, get the intuition that how the AI works and things. And
What do you hope to build in the next like 6 months or so? What is something that you want to create?
Well, now I've been focusing on maps and locations, but I'm more interested to do like real time 3D and maybe some games things. I was like planning to do those here now, but there's so many interesting ideas and projects, so I haven't had time for that now. So
that's awesome. Tell me more about the map and tiling ideas, because it came up. Some other people mentioned it as one of the coolest demos that they saw.
Yeah, many people are doing maps and locations and tiles. Well, one thing that I've noticed that there's so much location based data. Like everything, we're in a physical world, we're close to each other, and then it's based on location. So you can put almost every data has some kind of location thing, so you could put just all the data in there on a map.
So you wanna put more data into Nosta that's not strictly good morning and good night?
But there was already so much data that is location based, but you cannot see it, you cannot like browse it. So that's one thing to bring it more visible and visible.
I see. How far along is it in the sense of What I hope what will come out of these efforts is something that you can actually run on your own machine, because lots of tools make use of OpenStreetMaps. Like OpenStreetMaps is a big thing, but there isn't many servers that serve the OpenStreetMaps data, right? That's kind of still an issue. So how long until I can very easily just run my own thing on, I don't know, my Start9 or my Umbrella or whatever, my home server?
I don't know about this. Like the map things now I'm using it, I'm vibing them, then the AI just puts them up there, and I don't really look much into the details how it works. It just works. But I think the PM tiles is interesting. I haven't been looking much to that, but if you can have like a pieces of map and offline, download it offline and use them, I think that's one thing.
Okay.
But I have to look into it. I don't know much about it.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a recurring theme that people want to, like what lots of client developers are realizing right now is you don't necessarily want to build your own cache. You just want to have a local relay, basically. Like that's the fastest thing you can have. And then you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You just put the relay right where the client is, and that will solve a lot of the problems.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, that can apply to the map tiles and all those kind of things as well, where you just you fetch it from somewhere else, and the stuff that you use constantly is just going to stay there, just by the nature of how the system works.
Yeah, right.
So, No, it's very exciting stuff. All right.
Definitely.
So you were the last two ones, so I think we're just going to leave it at that. We'll see if the auto app upload works and everything, but I think it will work. And let's see what the next cohort will bring.
Yeah.
I feel like that was a good one. And we are not even done yet. We'll have one more Friday.
Yeah, we have lots of time.
We have like 48 hours or so left. So there's going to be some exciting demos still left to be seen.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. Thanks for that, guys.
Thanks.
Awesome.